My name is Kobe Nguyen. I am 16 years old. Today is June 2nd, and I'm with Lynn Hun, who is my mom. We are recording this in Lemon Grove, California. So, what was your life growing up like in the past?
You're going to have to be a little bit more specific.
Like, what do you want me to, like?
Four brothers? Three brothers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Live with my cousin. Live with my cousin, but live close by next door.
Mm-hmm.
So we just hang out together.
What'd you do?
Outside play, run around, play tag.
How was it like growing up with four brothers?
With three brothers?
Three brothers, I mean.
It was alright. My brothers were a lot older. They kept to themselves a lot more.
Hmm.
Weird, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything memorable you remember doing with them?
What do we do? I remember one year we did. It was Chinese New Year, and my uncle got a whole bunch of red firecrackers.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually lit up a whole bunch of firecrackers until the news reporters came by. And we all ran back in the house until they left, and then started again playing, lighting up firecrackers, which was pretty fun.
Was it only during that year? Like, the only time you do it?
Yeah, because I think after that we didn't do it anymore because of that thing that happened with the newspaper crew.
What happened? What was that?
Well, they just showed up and we just ran in the house.
Oh, that?
Didn't want to get in trouble, so that was decided no more.
Do you remember anything else? Like, any other fond memories?
Just hanging around with my family, parents. You know, we went to the zoo a couple times. Went to SeaWorld.
And you lived around the San Diego area, right?
Yes.
Hmm.
Living close by. And then what else? Walk to school, walk home from school. It's quite a bit of a long distance.
Where'd you go to school to?
We went to an elementary school, went to a school called Chesterton.
Is that still school?
Yes, it's an elementary school. We walked, which was about a few miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we went to Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
That was a small school back then. It was only 7th and 8th grade back then. And then I went to Mira Mesa High School for 9th grade. And then went to Scripps Ranch for the rest of my high school.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I do? I don't know. I think that was pretty much it. Didn't do too much.
Did you have like a big influence when you were growing up? Like anyone influencing or who you looked up to in some way?
Not really. It was just my parents.
Mm-hmm. Did it teach you like any important lessons in life or anything like that sorts?
No. Because they were immigrants to here, so there's a lot of things they don't know.
Where did you immigrate from?
From Vietnam.
Was it during the war?
No. I don't think so. I came here when I was little, so I don't really remember much of that.
Can you describe like a happy memory?
A happy memory?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You can describe more than one if you want to.
I don't know. There's so many things that happened, I don't remember.
But, like, do you have one special one? Like one in particular?
No.
Okay.
Nothing in detail that I want to describe.
Okay. And you like, how do you look, like, how is back then compared to now? Like, how do you look at it now?
Things have changed a lot. I mean, back then growing up, there was not much of a TV. I mean, there were shows and stuff that you can watch, but it's not like now where you get to see cartoons all day long.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, it was cartoons only on the weekends, on a Saturday morning, and that was pretty much it.
I mean, it was kind of similar to now.
Similar to now?
Yeah, it's similar to now a little bit.
I don't think so. I mean, you guys got internet,
mm-hmm.
You got the phone, which back then was just a landline.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really just pick up and call up anybody while you're walking home.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, it just seems like it seems safer than now.
So, like, I mean, yeah, understandable. How was it, like, growing up back then, like, compared to now, I guess, somewhat?
I mean, nowadays, I think there's more technology than back then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got, what do you have? You've got the internet, you've got phone, you've got cable service.
Mm-hmm.
What else? You've got different gadgets in the cars. Okay. I don't think that's something that you actually have back then.
What did you used to do, like, when you were growing up?
What do you mean?
Like, hobbies from growing up, I guess.
Wasn't much. Just probably read, hang out, watch movies, go to the movies. That's something that hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
At all. I think a lot of the technology nowadays with the movies, you can actually, there's more better sound effects, visual effects.
I guess. How did you meet Dad?
A long time ago.
Like, do you remember how?
I was working.
Where at?
At the grocery store. That's where I met him. Nerd again?
No.
Oh, Dad, you're so...
Anyway... So, where were you working at?
At a grocery store.
For Ma?
No.
Or somewhere else?
Somebody else.
Do you remember what store it was kind of like?
Just an Asian supermarket.
Generic one?
I don't think there was that many back then. There was probably in San Diego back then, there was probably only one, two maybe?
Big ones?
I would say two. Not like big, big ones. They're probably about the size of what? I don't know. The size of Seafood City right now?
Hmm.
Not very big.
So anyway, how did you meet you? Like, how did Dad meet... Like, how did you meet Dad or Dad meet you?
Yeah, grocery store.
Like, do you remember how it went?
Oh, it was just a cash register.
Mm-hmm.
Just start talking.
Just a normal conversation kind of thing.
And he was pretty much just going grocery shopping on the weekends.
Was he in high school by then?
I believe so. Yes.
Hmm. And you were in middle school or eighth?
I was probably a high schooler.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, I started working when I was young.
Mhm. What was the most proudest memory you have?
My proudest finishing college.
And what did you major in?
I majored in cognitive science.
Oh, cognitive science?
Yeah.
I thought you told me you majored in computer science.
Nope.
Oh.
I'm a cognitive science major.
What was that like?
The department when I was enrolled as a cognitive science major was fairly new, so it was really interesting because they didn't have a whole lot of class, upper division classes, so a lot of my classes I took in the computer science department, and a few in the psychology department. So it was a little bit this and a little bit of that, but I think my goal was to do design, user interface design. And I did a little bit of database, which I thought was more interesting.
Anything else?
And I also took classes somewhere else. That was pretty much it.
We mean like where else?
I took classes at the community college as well while I was going to college at UCSD.
Compared to schooling from now to back then, what do you think is like, you know, really different from then?
I would say classes are taught a little different because back then when we were learning this stuff, didn't have email. Email is very limited. It was more like text-based, so you didn't see images or anything. It was just all letters and stuff. And then internet back then was still fairly new, so how we connect to the internet was through the phone line, and that was really interesting because once you used the phone line, anybody who called you couldn't call you. Because it was just a busy signal.
Is there any other aspects that changed probably back then from now when you were growing up?
Of course, didn't grow up with computers. And when we did get the computer, it was the games were not visual games, but more like text letters moving around. I think the games were mainly like more like similar to... I mean, if you were going to play games, it was like going to the arcade and playing like games like what you see now, like Pac-Man or Asteroid that you can see on these Nintendo stations. Games are a lot different.
Did you take like any interesting courses during high school, like you can remember of?
Interesting courses in high school.
Yeah, like they used to offer before, you know.
Let's see, I did take a ceramic class. For a semester.
Well, that's still there.
It is. I took an architectural design class.
How was that?
That was fun. It was like a drawing class. You did architecture design, and then at the end of the semester, you got to build your own. You design something, and then you build it like a 3D image of it out of cardboard. So that was fun.
Anything else?
I think those were, and just art class.
A lot of art classes. Do you remember what they used to offer?
It was just basic art class.
Oh.
Like, I think that was in 8th grade.
8th grade? Not in high school?
Yeah. I did take one or two classes in high school, but mainly 8th grade. A whole year? No, half a semester in 8th grade. I know, remember in middle school, I did typewriting from the typewriters.
And how was that?
That was a really useful skill because now it's like you really can't survive without knowing the keyboard.
When you, I guess since you've grown up in like, you know, Mira Mesa or like San Diego especially, how much has changed since then, like, from now?
It's more populated. Definitely more populated.
Hmm.
A lot of the areas before wasn't there is now there. For instance, Jonas Salk was just I think it was just all land. Even that whole area used to be not there anymore. Used not to be there. It was just all bare land. No houses.
Do you remember specifically, like, anything has majorly changed, or, like, how big it's gotten? Like, what wasn't there beforehand?
So, the area where the KFC and the Burger King was never there.
Well, it used to be. It was just flat land.
Yep. There was no development there.
So it was pretty, like, barren beforehand?
Yeah. Even Challenger wasn't there before either. I think when I went to Challenger, I must have been like the third or the fourth class to be at Challenger. I mean, I was the second class to be at Scripps Ranch High School.
Oh, so it was fairly new back then.
Yeah, I mean, the school definitely has changed.
Do you have, like, any high school stories you remember?
High school?
Yeah.
We did. I took a European, AP European history class.
Was that the first time they introduced AP classes then?
I don't know. I don't remember. But that was cool because at the end of the semester, we got to go to the field trip and we took the train to the Huddinson Library.
Where is it located now?
And Huddinson Library is up in Pasadena.
Huh.
So that was a fun all-day trip. Learned a lot.
So.
Got to see the museum.
So when you're going up to college, what did you aspire? Where did you want to be? Or where did you plan to major in originally?
I think when I applied to UCSD, I applied as a biochemistry.
But any switch majors?
Yes. Yeah, after I took the bio class, decided that wasn't for me. Didn't like it.
What was it about?
I think it was because it was a lot more than I expected. It was a lot of reading, and the whole class was based on 2 grades. Actually, not 2 grades. It was based on 3 tests.
Oh, sounds like what's probably still going on right now.
I think so. 2 midterms and a final. That was your whole grade. I decided I didn't want to do that. And it was really boring. And the class was like super crowded. There was like maybe, I think it was one of the larger lecture halls. And it was packed. I mean, it was full, and people were sitting at the stairs, at the lecture halls. They have stairs,
mm-hmm.
kind of like very similar to the movie theater seating, except, of course, you don't have to. And so people were sitting at the stairs. If you came late, you were just sitting at the stairs, or you're standing in the back. That was no fun.
So, lastly, would there be anything you want to say to me or to anyone else who's listening to this or later on?
No.
Not really? All right.
You want to get Dad's